Unit 13, Around Town. Sandy walked through her hometown of Charming alongside her mother on a cold winter afternoon. Her town was especially beautiful since Christmas was coming and many decorations had been placed in front of houses and shops. Though it was below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, Sandy and her mom were happy to be outside in the clean air. First, they walked past the accountant's office that was near their home. The accountant, Mr. Mitchell, often seemed very bland and unkind. However, he had helped out Sandy's family that year when they were faced with some serious taxation problems. Next, they passed the Taylor's parlor. Jim, the tailor, was in the window working on dressing one of his mannequins as they walked past. Sandy watched Jim direct his assistant in the perfect way to hang a suit on a mannequin. He was very fussy about such things and demanded perfection. Sandy remembered her father receiving a note from Jim that past Christmas, asking that he come back in for one final fitting since Jim was not 100% happy with his suit yet. At the corner, Sandy realized that she had gotten lost in her own town. She asked her mother for directions. Directions to the grocery store. Embarrassed that she lost her way, her mother laughed and told her that it would not be the last occasion that Sandy would need help getting around and that she should never be afraid to ask for help. On the way to the store, they passed by the town cemetery. Sandy hated cemeteries and the thought of dead people. She remembered a boy who fell off one of the graves last month while he was playing. He cried out in pain when he fell, but there were no serious injuries that he received from the fall. Inside the grocery store, Sandy detached herself from her mother and promised to meet back in 10 minutes. She hoped to find a new vacuum cleaner to give her mother for Christmas, since the only one they currently had was not very efficient in cleaning the house. Ralph, the butcher, saw her walking and called Sandy over for a sample of meat he was preparing. Ralph had been a cook in the Navy, and was one of the toughest yet nicest men in town. He often talked about what a good job the mayor was doing with governing his town and how all mayors should aspire to his ways.